Now, another major question in this situation has been the choice of chemotherapy to combine with trastuzumab and the question about cardiac toxicity. We have now one trial that included an arm that didn't have an anthracycline, the BCIRG study that used the so-called TCH, docetaxel, carboplatin, trastuzumab arm. Where are we right now in understanding the benefits of this regimen versus the anthracycline regimens and the risks in terms of cardiac toxicity?
Yeah, very important trial, you know, that needs to be put in the context of all of the other trials performed. And I think the data are very provocative, thinking that this might be a good alternative. We need to wait until the final data from that study, because we've heard two interim analyses, so it will be good to look at the final publication or presentation. At this time, based on the data from the other trials, and even the 006, you know, there is a risk of cardiac toxicity associated with the use of trastuzumab. But in the context of the benefit of this agent, the cardiac problem is very small. However, we need to continue looking for ways to minimize that potential problem for our patients. But I would almost, in quotation, I would never not give a patient trastuzumab because I'm worried about cardiac toxicity. Because cardiac toxicity may be in the range of 1 to 3 to 3.5%, which tends to be transient, occurs essentially while we're giving the medication. We haven't seen any delayed cases of congestive heart failure associated with the medication. And we need to balance that with the absolute improvement in disease-free survival of 12 to 14% that we're observing. So although we are concerned about toxicity, we need to think about keeping our patients alive first.
I guess one of the issues is going to be what happens to these women in the long term. Are we going to see problems 20, 30 years from now? Right now, what do we know about? You mentioned that most of these patients do have reversibility. How often do we see situations where people die from it or people have serious clinical problems with it now? And what do you think about it as moving forward?
Great question, because certainly in NIDA31 and also looking at the other trials, in terms of the number of patients who have died of cardiac toxicity, it's in the range of 1 to 2 patients total. Whereas if you look at the deaths from myelosuppression, in some of the arms, they have been 10 to 15 patients who have died of myelosuppression. So again, there are two important toxicities that we need to figure out how to best manage.